This is Stephen Lando's On The Go web show, released Tuesday, July 5th, 2005. Sorry for being late, guys, but here's the show.
All right, thumbs up.
Ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Hello, and welcome to Stephen Lando's On The Go web show. I'm Steve.
I'm Lando, and we've got a great show for you today.
It's awesome. We have lots of cool news, and we're sorry we're late, but things happen.
Yeah, life unfortunately gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah, we don't need life, but we know sometimes. Well, I guess we do.
It happens.
Landon has a life. I just sit here and wait to podcast every week. I get like cobwebs and stuff on my body and like sit in this chair and wait for Lando to call.
That's frightening.
Okay, no, I really don't. I have more important things to do than that.
Right.
But this show is definitely at the top of the list of things I need to do.
I sure hope so.
Because I love our listeners. I love you guys. You're my friends.
No comment.
Oh, I almost forgot to mention this music's by Peter John Ross.
Oh, yeah, Peter John Ross.
Because I'm too lazy to like make my own music yet. I'm working on it, though, Lando. We're going to have some killer music by the next show.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Yeah, I've got like no start on it whatsoever, but I'm working on it.
Just the thought that counts.
Yeah, I'm working so hard to get this show just with the coolest music, and it's probably just going to be a loop of like some drums.
Well, it'd be
like
ours,
a Wesley Willis song.
Ah, jeez. That would be fun.
If you don't know who Wesley Willis is, go find out.
Google Wesley Willis. Listen to his music.
It's just a joy to listen to.
I threw the last CD of him out the window.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was.
CDs fly very well going 70 miles per hour.
Especially when they hit the concrete wall on the interstate.
And bounce off shattered.
Especially my favorite part.
That was fun to watch.
Yeah.
And we took a whole, 10 minutes to burn that thing?
About.
Yeah. I think we can legally talk about burning Wesley Willis' CD, because I don't know if you can buy them in stores.
Well, he's dead, too, so I mean, there's probably not much he's going to do about
it. Yeah, I'm sure the person, like, the guy who holds the royalties for Wesley Willis is, like, screaming right now. He downloaded their CD.
Yeah.
Speaking of downloading, I guess that could, like, take us into our first news story.
Yeah.
Because of the big ruling in the Supreme Court over this week. I think it was, like, Monday or something. Last Monday. Not the Monday that you'll be receiving this podcast.
But, yeah, not today.
Yeah. But Grokster lost to MGM Studios in the file-sharing suit deal.
Wonderful.
So, one big blow to file-sharing. But apparently what the deal is that it's copyright infringement stuff. Is the company that does the software is liable for it.
Okay.
So, which means Kazaa, Grokster, Morpheus, all those really crappy peer-to-peer sharing things can, like, be sued and, you know, they're doing illegal things anyway.
Yeah.
So it's a big blow to file sharing, I guess, but I don't really know because BitTorrent's running so strong now, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, anybody who really wants to do anything is using BitTorrent right now anyway, so
yeah.
I mean,
there's no real software company that does file sharing software anymore. Like, I mean, because BitTorrent's just a protocol.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I mean, there's no company that owns BitTorrent.
So you can't really do anything to stop it.
So keep using BitTorrent. Just download illegal things. I mean, legal things.
Wonderful the way you promote people to do certain things like that.
That was an accident. It slipped. I'm sorry.
Freudian slip.
Yeah, my brain is like totally not working well today.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Thanks, Lando.
Well, I meant mine wasn't either.
Oh.
But hey, I do agree with you.
You'll be getting about 90% of our usual happiness.
Well,
we're just slow.
And competent.
Yeah.
Hence why this is coming out on Monday.
It might be coming out on Tuesday. Either way, the day you get this is a day we very well intended it to come out.
Yeah.
So, don't you be thinking that we're slow.
Which we're not.
We're not at all. We wanted this to come out the day that you get it.
We tried hard, too.
Uh-huh.
Kind of.
Lots of planning goes into the show.
A full week of research.
Exactly. All kinds of news. We got good stuff this week.
Yeah, we do.
I guess. What else we got, Lando, while we're talking about it?
Let's see. AMD shipped a new processor. They're claiming it's the fastest overclockable gaming CPU.
Oh.
The Athlon 64FX57.
I feel like they had an FX57 before. Am I just, like, having a deja vu moment? That sounds like a familiar name.
Dual core.
Oh, dual core. Dual core.
Yeah.
Those are so cool.
Yeah. I would very much like to have one.
Oh, wow. Did you see where it's priced at $1,031?
Yeah, that's the only bad part.
That's a lot of money for a processor.
But claim it's, if it's the fastest in the world, then still.
I would get one if it didn't cost $1,031.
Yeah, I don't think even Alienware's might put those in. I don't know, though.
Yeah.
Normally, they don't.
Gosh, Alienware's too expensive anyway.
Yeah. Only thing you buy Alienware for is the warranty and the software.
Yeah, and the pretty case.
Yeah.
If you want a gaming rig with a pretty case, get an Alienware.
But you can buy something exactly the same as they make for half the price.
Yeah, you can buy it really cheap. So don't just go thinking just because, you know. But, I mean, if you don't build computers. Jeez, I'm slow today. If you don't build computers yourself, it could be good to go with that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But then again, if you don't build computers yourself, then what right do you have to even... Bah, I don't know.
Yeah, see, we're doing good, man. But, what else was I going to say? I don't know, their laptops are cool.
Laptops are very nice.
Because you can't just, I mean...
Yeah, those you can't build yourself.
I mean, you could if you tried.
Well, no. It would suck, though.
Yeah. I found this really awesome case mod the other day that I was looking at. It just reminded me with the talking about cases. This guy took, like, a regular HP case and put, like, these awesome meters on the front of it. And, like, an LCD screen in the side.
Oh, wow.
And these massive green water-cooled, like, tanks on the other side.
That's awesome.
It was, like, the coolest case mod ever. I'll try and get a link to it. But it was just an HP case, and he just totally redid the whole thing. You should have seen the pipes going through that thing, man. And the fan on the back. It was, like, a 300-millimeter fan.
The only HP case in the world that's actually good.
Yeah, exactly. And it looked easy to work in, too. I don't know if I would go with water cooling now, though.
Why?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a good idea, putting water in your system.
Yeah, but, I mean, the brackets they use to keep, or to clamp down the little water line to the whatever it's cooling are very, very good. So they don't come loose unless you pull.
I'll try it one day, maybe.
Only thing, they're about $300 for a complete water cooling system.
Yeah, but could you imagine how much you could overclock a processor doing that?
Oh, yeah, if you're going to overclock at all, well, a lot, cooling's the way you need to go like that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it should be pretty good by now. I mean, the Xbox 360 has the water-cooled CPUs in them.
It does?
Yeah. They got 3 PowerPC processors, and they're water-cooled.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's weird, though, because you think, you know, Xboxes get tossed around and stuff, taking them between friends' houses and everything, LAN parties.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, hopefully they'll be strong water cooling.
Speaking of which, Xbox 360 developers kit shipped earlier.
Very nice.
So, hopefully we'll have some good games coming down the pipe soon.
We better. Especially, you know, Morrowind. That's the one I'm waiting on.
And the E3 demos that everybody saw were actually not on an actual developer kit.
Yeah,
they were just running on a... They used a G5 Mac with the approximate specs.
Yeah, wasn't it like 30% of the power?
Yeah, they were running 25 to 30% of the chip's actual potential.
That's amazing. And it was looking really good, too.
Yeah, if it was looking that good, imagine how great it's going to be when it comes out on the actual 360.
I know. And, you know, I thought the Xbox was pretty, but the PS3, the shots of the games for that just looked amazing.
Yeah.
I was, like, drooling all over the place when I watched those things.
Xbox 360 is going to be good, but I think PS3 is actually going to be better this time.
I think, well, I mean, the PS2, if you think of in terms of, like, games and the library of stuff you have to play, PS2 is still better than regular Xbox, you know?
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, actual hardware.
Like, power?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the PS2's games are killer. Like, they're awesome.
Yeah, they are. Most of them pretty good.
But the Xbox has more power. I just don't see them pushing it like they should. I mean, Jade Empire pushed it. That game was awesome.
Yeah. It didn't seem like the visual stunner that they claimed it was going to be.
With all the lighting and the magic and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it looked good to me. Everything was smooth was the important part to me.
Yeah.
It's not that everything was, like, beautiful and, like, crazy lighting and everything, but, I mean, there weren't really any frame skips.
Yeah, that was very good.
So, that was that was really good to me. I mean, if you can make a game run smooth, then you can sacrifice a few of the prettier aspects of it, you know?
Yeah.
And this is, I'm talking like, I'm the guy who loves the pretty stuff. Like, I'm eye candy, like, I don't know, kind of guy.
Guru.
Yeah. So, you know, I think Mac's the best because it's pretty.
That is your sole bias.
Yep, pretty much.
Mac wins because it looks cool.
Exactly. Apple or Microsoft's kind of dull when it comes to Windows and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they made it blue and green, but...
That's why you download themes for it.
I know. Like the Media Center theme that I've always got running.
Yeah.
That one's awesome.
That one's very cool.
It's shiny. It's not, like, dull. Like, the main XP theme is, like, this dull green and blue.
Yeah.
And the tablet PC and Media Center edition of Windows is, like, shiny.
Yeah, when I first installed Windows on my new computer a few weeks ago, it just... It killed me having to look at that, the old theme.
Oh, don't you love it when you first boot up your computer after you've, like, reinstalled Windows and it's got, like, the... It's like it's 640 by 480.
And that stupid Sunny Hill background.
Yeah, and that bubble pops up that's like, your resolution's not optimum for your video. And you're like, duh.
Or the take a tour is the one I always get.
Oh, gosh. I hate that
freaking thing.
I so wish I could get rid of that. But, I mean, you only have to deal with it for, like, the first couple times you log in.
Yeah, I just click on it, open it, and then cancel it, and it's usually gone.
Yeah, it stays gone after that. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know, Microsoft isn't putting out Windows updates, but, like, the second Tuesday of every month now.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Yeah.
Well?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think that's really a good idea, to be honest.
No, probably not.
Because you think about how many viruses and how much spyware and how many security things they find every month, and they're waiting till the second Tuesday of every month before they release them.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
They should release them like right when they find out about this stuff, or when they get them developed.
Yeah, because by that time, I mean, if they find out about something and patch it, like 2 or 3 days after the release of their last update, then you've got an entire month to go with the vulnerability.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense. Like the security class I'm taking right now is really cool, and they've been. I mean, like one of the things in the book. Was talking about how close viruses are getting to the patch date, you know?
Yeah.
Like 3 years ago, you'd have like almost a year of a virus before a virus came out. It was already patched.
Yeah.
You know, but people, you know, neglected patching. You know, we do that. The people are people. We just don't apply patches. I do. You know, but
yeah,
a lot of people
too.
Don't. Your casual user might think, I'll wait and do it later. But now, I mean, you're getting within a month's time, you're getting, like, the patch, and then a month later you're getting the virus.
Yeah.
So the more they wait, the more we're going to be able to be susceptible to these viruses.
So hopefully Microsoft will get some sense knocked into them.
I know, really, it's a bad idea. They should just do it as often as possible. I don't mind updating.
No, not at all.
I mean, it does it in the background. It's not like it's taking up anything.
But, stupid Microsoft.
We don't like Microsoft.
They need to learn how to build some decent hardware.
Nah, I mean, I love Microsoft. I just think that's kind of a dumb idea.
Yeah, very.
You know. But whatever. I mean, that's cool. They want to release them every Tuesday. So just look out for updates every Tuesday, you guys.
Yeah.
Very important. And keep your virus and spyware stuff up to date.
Always. Because if you don't, then it's people like you that spread viruses and spyware.
Yeah, and we'll hunt you down.
Entirely your fault.
Oh, man. Speaking of, like, antivirus, what do you use, Lando?
Norton.
I use AVG.
I've tested Norton and AVG against a few files I knew were viruses. And before I even, like email attachments, before I even went to the attachment, Norton would find it and point it out.
Well,
and
I mean, I've...
In AVG, I would open it, download it, and right-click on it and scan it before it would do anything about it. So that I've just had a lot better experience with Norton.
I just feel like Norton's very intrusive.
You just gotta turn off everything and set everything the way you want it to be. Because if you run it straight out of the box, it'll eat your computer alive. But that's why you limit it to only do, like, certain things.
Yeah, because I've worked on computers with Norton on them, like Norton Internet Security.
Yeah, okay, yeah, the firewall is crap.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
And I've got a phone call.
Well, tell them to stop.
Yeah, okay, it's done now.
We're in the middle of a podcast, Landon. Turn your phone off.
It's off.
Okay.
Or at least it's quiet
with
now.
You anyway.
Stupid phone calls. Yeah,
that was a cool ring, though. What ring was that?
It was one of the songs from Final Fantasy VII.
Very nice.
Yeah.
One of the best Final Fantasy games, if I might add.
Oh, yeah.
I never beat that, though.
Yeah, well, you need to really bad. Because it was one of the best games ever.
Yeah, I know. I wanted it for PC so I could, like, you know, cheat.
Yeah.
That's what I do, Landon. I don't beat games on my own skill.
I know you don't, Steven.
I beat them the first time through, for the most part.
Yeah.
Knights of the Old Republic and stuff I beat the first time through.
Yeah, that was very worth it.
Yeah. Well, I got that on PC now.
Oh, do you?
It's awesome. It's like, it's so much better than the Xbox version, like, as far as the interface goes and the graphics.
Yeah, graphics, I definitely bet.
Oh my gosh, it's so pretty. Everything's so smooth.
Huh.
It's awesome.
And where did you get this?
Huh? Good friend, let me borrow it.
You borrow it, huh?
Yeah. Stop it.
Very
yes.
good.
Good friend of mine. I'd like to give a shout out to that good friend of mine who might be listening. No, we're in class together. It's fun.
Very good.
Yeah, in security class, so we get to, like, hack and stuff.
Yeah, I wish I had some decent classes like that.
Yeah. You remember NetBus? The NetBus Trojan from, like, forever ago?
Oh, yeah.
We get to use that in class if we want to.
Oh, wow.
Against each other.
That's awesome.
It's so fun, because as long as we stay within the subnet, we can, like, just screw around with each other's computers.
Just as long as you don't do anything malicious.
Yeah, or as long as we don't go to outside the subnet into the rest of the school's internet.
Yeah.
Then we'll be okay. But it's fun.
Oh, that's
it's
cool.
It's a fun class. I'm learning so much from it.
Why does my school suck so much?
I don't know. Do you even know what you're taking next semester?
No, not a clue. I have no motivation to go sign up for classes.
Well, you need to get some.
Yeah, I know.
Are you going to try and take more computer classes this time around?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good.
If I don't, then I'll kill myself because I don't have any decent classes apart from that.
You'd be taking, like, biology and algebra.
Heck, well, I'll have to take algebra, like, four or five more classes.
Oh, my gosh. That's but, terrible.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't do it.
I have no
Come
choice.
Come down here and go to school with me.
I would like to.
Except I'm graduating in 4 months, so I'll kind of be gone.
Yeah.
I'll find some way to stay around. So you have to be by yourself.
Okay, we'll do that then.
Anyways, gosh, we're so off track. Go back to the news.
Let's
Lando,
see.
You keep leading me around in circles.
Let's see. A mother in... geez, where was it?
Some town, somewhere.
Yeah, somebody, somewhere, tattooed goldenpalace.com on their head.
Golden Palace.
On her forehead.
Well, no, that's a casino, right?
Yeah, an online casino.
She got, like, $10,000.
Yeah, she was paid $10,000 to send her son to a private school, and she tattooed goldenpalace.com on her forehead.
I would not have done that. It's, like, big, bold letters, too. I'll try to put a link up on the show notes.
Yeah, it's very, very full across her forehead.
Yeah. So, like, the first thing I'd be doing after doing that is growing some wicked long bangs. Just, like, letting them hang down in front of my face.
Oh, that's the worst idea I've ever heard of.
I know. There's got to be other ways to get $10,000, you know?
Yeah.
To send her son to private school, though, you know, is their public school so bad that you would tattoo something on your forehead?
I guess.
I would never, ever, ever do that. I wouldn't tattoo anything on my forehead.
No.
I'm not a face tattoo kind of guy.
No, not at all.
If you're going to get a tattoo, get it somewhere you can hide it.
At least just some, not on your face.
Could you take her seriously? Like, could you sit there and have a conversation with her?
No, not at all.
With goldenpalace.com staring right back at you?
It'd freak me out.
I would not be able to. Oh, she was in a... Wait, never mind. I thought I saw that she was in Canada. I was about
no,
to
that wouldn't surprise me.
No, we love Canada.
Where? I don't know where she is.
Oh, jeez. What else do we have? Oh, did you hear about AOL and their subscription service?
Yeah, finally they're giving up on it.
They're giving up on the AOL subscription service.
About time.
I know. They needed to, like, give up on that 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So, like, what they're doing is apparently they are making no money from their dial-up service, nor their broadband service.
So that's funny.
Their walled garden, as they call it, is going to come down, and they're going to allow everyone into their garden.
Huh. Well.
Because I really want to be in AOL's walled garden.
So now, you don't have to pay for it. You can get the crap AOL shoves out for free.
Yeah. No more paying for crap. You can get it for free.
Oh, well.
Because AOL has so much, like, exclusive content that I want.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I get to see the Fantastic Four trailer in HD 30 seconds before I can download it.
Yeah, seriously. But, oh well.
Oh, I'm so excited. No, I don't even care. I just think it's good that they're finally admitting defeat.
Yeah.
You know, because they're just, they need to stop. AOL went out, I mean, as soon as broadband came, it's just like, everybody has broadband now, and AOL just, they're not doing so well. They've got, like, the most amount of zombie computers on the internet.
Yeah, pretty much.
There they are pushing spyware protection, ad protection, and all this virus protection. And they have the most amount of zombie computers.
And you can get Earthlink or something. If you're on dial-up, you can get Earthlink for cheaper than you can AOL.
Yeah, or Net Zero or anything like that.
They
it's
offer,
just AOL pushes their content.
Yeah, like, they offer a lot better services than AOL.
Yeah, they do. And they don't throw all that crap on your computer without your permission.
Yeah, not nearly as intrusive.
Yeah, now don't get me wrong. I mean, if you're the first time you're ever on the internet, it makes sense to go with AOL almost, you know, because, I mean, if you've never used the internet before, you obviously don't know about all the dangers.
Yeah.
I mean, give it, you know, AOL's antivirus and everything's crappy, but you still get it, you know?
Yeah.
And so you can still stay protected.
Oh, well, at least they've given up on that part.
Yeah, I know. So thanks, AOL, for giving us so many years of joy.
Stupid AOL.
I actually used them for a little while. Remember when I wanted to play online games?
Yeah, well, you didn't have much of another choice.
Nah, I used dial-up for a little while on this game called There. But you can check out There.com. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, good for a little while.
Yeah, it's like a giant online chat room with avatars, and you run around and can ride stuff.
Yeah, 3D chat room.
It's really, I mean, I had fun with it.
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
I still have an account, I just don't have AOL to dial in anymore.
Yeah.
Because my modem, for you guys, I'm on satellite, so I can't really play online games, so I got the dial-up, you know, the 10,000 hours for free, you know, so I could play online games. And it worked for a little while.
Yeah, it was still laggy as crap, though. But
it was so
laggy. Then again,
it's
dial-up.
It was ridiculous, but it worked for, you know, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was so funny, though. I get on there some days, and the connection would be so bad that people wouldn't even start popping up in the world for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, that happens.
It's almost like it would start building up the information and just wait before it just launched it at me, and, like, everyone would pop up all at once. Like, I'd be running around the world for, like, 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden, everyone would just show up.
That's great.
I mean, it was ridiculous. I was like, okay, well, that's cool. I wish I had seen them about 10 minutes ago.
Well, what are you gonna do?
It was so funny. I had so much more money than you in that game.
Yeah, well, but I'm the one that gave you the idea for that money, so
yeah.
Hey.
You get these things called Porta Zones, and they're like your own personal space, and Lando goes and tries to sell his for what, 5,000 bear bucks?
Something like that, ridiculously low.
And then I go and try and sell mine for like 15, and I totally get it. So Lando gave up like the biggest bargain ever on his Porta Zone.
Who knows, you might have too. I never looked at the other prices.
Yeah, I know. I just went to 15 because I knew I could sell it. And I sold it and I got to buy all this awesome stuff.
Yeah, well.
It's kind of ridiculous though. You get like, for every dollar, how many there bucks was it? Like 18?
I'm not sure.
It was pretty bad. And then it ended up you paid like $3 for a t-shirt in real life.
Yeah.
So I was like, forget that. I'm not spending all kinds of money on virtual crap.
And unless you're, like, designing clothes and selling them in there's no real way to make money in that game.
Yeah, and you have to pay to submit the clothes you design.
Yeah.
It's really bad. I still get, newsletters from them.
So do I.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun game. If you guys you should try it out. I think they have a demo.
Yeah, you got I think it's a 3 to 5 day free demo.
Yeah, and you can do, what is it, $5?
So yeah, $5 for a 1 year subscription.
That's with, like, none of the fun stuff, like bookmarking your favorite places in the world and stuff.
Yeah.
It's okay, though. You don't need it, because nobody goes anywhere.
Yeah.
The whole game, everybody's standing around in, like, 3 different neighborhoods.
And just, that's all you do.
I know. I explored it and found all these awesome places. Like, I found this, like, hidden cave and stuff.
Yeah.
And nobody's ever anywhere else.
Back in beta testing, people were everywhere.
Oh, gosh. Me and Landon both participated in the beta testing. People were all over
the
place.
That was so much fun.
But now there's like 300 people all standing around in the same area.
Yeah.
Such a waste of time.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. It's cool. Go play World of Warcraft. It's a heck of a lot more fun.
Yeah, definitely.
What else has we got, Landon?
Just as a random little story, A Japanese guy recently broke the world record for reciting the most digits of pi. 83,431 digits of pi.
Oh my gosh, my brain can't even wrap my head around that number.
That's crazy.
Could you imagine? Okay, what do you know? How much of pi do you know?
3.141.
Is it one?
Yeah, I remember the one from last night.
Oh, I thought it was, I was just 3.14, that's as much as I know.
Yeah.
Why Americans are stupid in math, there's like the answer right there.
Well, not even that, I mean, it's a number you can go look up to like 30 million digits if you want to on the internet.
Oh yeah. He doubled the previous record.
Yeah, previous record was 42,195.
And it took him, what, 13 hours?
Yeah, 13 overnight hours.
13 hours, 83,431 digits.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, both of these were done by Japanese guys.
Yeah.
So, like, I highly admire the Japanese for their math skills. There's no way an American could have done it.
Yeah, they put a lot of emphasis on remembering things, apparently.
Yeah. That's just too, I mean, could you imagine sitting there 3.141 all day?
No.
For 13 hours.
That, no.
That's too much.
That's not normal.
I would have given up.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I admire that guy. Good for him.
Yeah.
What else we got? Oh, cable wins their Supreme Court battle against sharing their lines with other companies.
Oh, yeah.
This is another ruling that just hurts me this week. I was so hoping that, like, cable would have to share their lines and some other company could be my savior and, like, connect to Comcast lines and come out to my direction.
Unfortunately
but
not, though.
They can't. And the way this works is, like, say, you know, Comcast is in Tallahassee and several other places, and they run their lines wherever they want their cable service. Well, the way it was going to work was any other cable company could, like, just patch into their lines and run it along, and they'd have to share, like, telephone. But, no, now if another company wants to open in Tallahassee, they have to open right beside Comcast and run separate lines everywhere.
That's just ridiculous.
I just don't think that's fair, but, you know, whatever. I guess it's, I would like to know what they think about, or what made them vote this way.
Yeah, so now if you've got a crappy broadband service in your area, you're screwed and stuck with them.
Pretty much.
You'll have no other options.
Unless another company wants to run their own separate lines, which no one will.
Yeah, because it'll be ridiculously expensive to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Is there a reason that cable is different than telephone?
No.
I mean, I wouldn't think so. I mean, MCI, AT&T, all those guys have to share the same line.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's just stupid.
Makes no sense at all.
I mean, it would make competition better and everything, and you might get lower prices on everything because they'd be trying to fight each other.
Yeah.
But no, not anymore. Now I'm still stuck out here with satellite.
Yeah.
Waiting for Comcast to finally understand how bad I want it.
Good luck with that.
Oh, well. I've heard lots of good things about Comcast, too. I just want to use their cable.
Yeah, Comcast sounds pretty good.
Yeah. How's Charter? Do you have Yeah, I know that's what's up in West Virginia.
They're down a lot, I know that. But
are they decent? I know you've got your fiber.
I've never really used them, so I don't know.
I remember back in the day when I lived up there using them, and they were great.
Yeah.
But that was back when cable went up to 512K.
Now it's up to, well, they've got a 6 meg pipeline in our area.
Are you serious?
But in other, like, actual cities, like around New Jersey and stuff, but I remember 3 or 4 years ago, they were pushing 9 megabyte pipes.
Oh, wow. Roadrunner's been pushing it pretty
high. Yeah, that's what it was, Roadrunner.
Yeah, Roadrunner's crazy. There's another one that's coming out, and they're rolling out in Long Island, 50 megabits.
Jeez.
I think 50 to 100 megabits. I know you're not going to get that.
You're not going to get that, nor is your computer going to be able to, like, use all of that.
I know, but could you imagine?
That's ridiculous.
50 megabits. But you know that's not going to come out all at once.
No, they couldn't.
I mean, but that's awesome to think that the current lines out there are, you know, capable of doing that.
Yeah.
And just think, wow. I mean, can you 10 years down the line, how much information are we going to be able to get in, like, the matter of a split second?
Way too much.
I mean, you seriously be able to download the internet?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not that much. Maybe that's a little too much.
That would be fun.
But, yeah, I think the guy who runs Comcast, the president of Comcast, said that even gigabits were capable on cable.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but, hey, it'd be nice.
Yeah, I know. Just wait till we get fiber in the home.
Yeah, that will be fun.
Or the rest of us get fiber in the home, Lando.
Yeah. Everybody will catch up to my standard soon.
Yeah, you punk.
Sorry.
It's so funny. You have, like, fiber, and I sit here and upload the podcast every week with my 50K upload speed.
Yeah, your satellite broadband.
Yeah, that's okay. It gets out.
You can come borrow my service next time.
I will.
Very good.
Once I'm up there, this podcast will be out, like,
instantly.
An hour. Okay, 20 minutes.
Less than
that.
Well,
we still gotta wait on our media to put it on the server.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why we find a new server.
Yeah, that's why we start our own server, Lando.
We could.
We could.
Because the T1's more than enough for that.
Yeah, I just know nothing about running a server.
Yeah, me neither.
That'll be fun. But, you know, whatever.
That's why I'll figure it out.
What else happened? I know the other stuff happened this week.
Let's see. iPods now come... All iPods come color screens now.
Ah, I feel more screwed every minute.
Yep.
So me and Landon get iPods in 2003 when they still have, like... They didn't have the movable scroll wheel. It was still a touch scroll wheel. But the buttons were still around the wheel, and there's that little button in the middle. And it had that weird double-sided firewire cable.
And 20 megabytes was the highest you could get back then.
Oh, yeah, and they stopped making the 5?
Yeah.
Or they said that it wasn't in stock. So me and Landon figure, well, we'll just go ahead and get the 10.
I mean, 10's good, but hey, they make 60 now.
I know, 60 with photo capability.
Yeah.
They've totally dropped the photo from the iPod line. They're just iPods now because they're all color screens. They can all do photos.
Yeah.
Oh, I just feel like, come on. And what, was it 2 weeks after we got ours that they ended up releasing?
Yeah, 3 weeks after we got ours, they released the third generation of iPods.
Yeah, with the new buttons.
The little slim ones.
Yeah, and the little touch buttons.
And that absolutely sucked.
Yeah. So, like, me and Landon can't get these awesome new peripherals because all of them use that little docking connector.
Stupid.
We don't have a docking connector. We've got the little stupid double-sided firewire cable.
Yeah.
It's like both ends are the little firewire, I don't know what they are, the big ones, the big end.
Yeah.
Of a firewire cable. Stupid.
Oh, well.
But, so, you know, if you're going to buy an iPod, now's the good time to do it, I guess. Just make sure you're going for the colored ones, because they're coming out. I don't know if they're in stores yet, but they will be.
Yeah.
I know Patrick bought one not 2 weeks ago. A good buddy of ours bought one from Sam's not, you know, a little while ago. So, I don't even know if he knows about this yet, but if he does, he'd be kicking himself.
Yeah, well, as many times he's taken this back.
Yeah, he's taken it back, twice? Once?
Twice.
Twice?
First time because, I don't know why, the second time because the case that came with it dropped it out of there, down like, on like concrete or something and broke it.
Oh, and he could take it back?
Yeah, it's Sam's, you can take anything back.
Oh, that's awesome. Sam's is a beautiful place.
And the new iPods have up to 15 hours of battery life.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
But yeah,
again,
we'll
screw it out of even more.
My battery still lasts a good 4 or 5.
I've gotten two official notices from Apple about if my battery life has been failing to meet the what they say it can, which is, I think, 10 hours for mine.
Is 10?
Like, if it's been under 4 for any time that I use it. Like, only 4 hours on the full charge, then I can join a class action lawsuit.
Yeah, that's what I've got, too. I've got a couple of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really worried about it. My battery still works.
But the only thing you get for that, if you do file, and, like, if you do win, is, like, $25 off a new one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or something, like 25%, something.
I want more than 25%.
Yeah, I want a free one.
Yeah, I still haven't got my little notice from Creative Labs for their lawsuit they went through.
Oh, yeah.
The sound card settlement or something. Audio card settlement, I think is... audiocardsettlement.com, I think is where you can go. If you own, like, one type of Creative Labs sound card.
Yeah, because they said the actual sound coming out of the card wasn't nearly as much as what Creative was claiming could be put out.
Yeah, so I'm getting, like, how much was it? It was, like, 20% off. My next Creative purchase?
Up to $65 off a card. Depending on the price.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm I'm going to be having fun when I go search my new card.
Yeah. I wish I had that little rebate. I would have upgraded to a better card.
Yeah.
But hey.
Oh, yeah, you just built a new PC.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I got a Sound Blaster Odyssey ZS or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice. It's very nice.
Does that one have the little the front panel with all the controls on it?
No, that one was like $60 more than mine.
Ugh.
And
I
accidentally
I accidentally
ordered mine OEM too.
Oh.
So I didn't come with all the free games and the little extra this and that.
That sucks. They always send really good games with those sound cards too.
Well, the games this time were Tomb Raider, Angel of Darkness, and let's see, Rainbow Six 3, Raven Shield.
Okay, never
mind. So they kind of cancel each other out. One good game, one really bad game.
Yeah, I don't like Rainbow Six.
Oh, I do, but
I'm sorry, but the Tom Clancy games shouldn't. I have no reason to play.
If you actually play them, they're really good.
Yeah, I mean, I liked watching people play Splinter Cell. I don't know why, because it's like the most boring game to watch. But I thought it was cool. It was a very intense game.
Yeah, very good.
But I didn't want to play it myself because it just, I don't know. I had no desire.
It annoyed the crap out of the first one did when I played it.
Oh, really?
Like, just so much frustration.
Yeah,
I took it back like 3 days later.
You took every game back.
Well, not every game.
Most of them?
Some of them.
Have you played Conquer yet?
No, not yet.
Yeah, me neither. I want to.
You should go get it then.
I know. There's another game that came out. Oh, what was it? Destroy All Humans.
Oh, yeah. I heard that was really good.
Me too. I heard it was really fun because you can, like, fling cows at people.
Yeah.
And abduct people and stuff.
Is it coming out the exact same time as War of the Worlds? I wonder if they planned that.
Yeah, they might have. Because you know that, like, things feed off each other.
Yeah, which, by the way, that was an awesome movie.
Oh, that movie was so freaking cool.
So intense.
Oh, it was so good. I was, like, sitting there squeezing my seat, like, the whole time.
Yeah, my fingernails were bleeding by the end.
Yeah. And, you know, you have to go see that movie in the theater. Because the sound effects are so awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know how they were in your theater, because your theater sucks.
Well, they were decent, so they must have been...
As long as the sound didn't cut off.
They must have been spectacular in a real theater.
Oh, gosh, it was great. It was such a cool movie.
Yeah, it was very good.
I loved it. It was very, very realistic, you know?
Yeah.
I guess, for the most part.
It freaked me out.
I know. Those aliens were wicked cool, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just thought it was great, so you guys go see it.
Yeah, just on a little side note.
Yeah, go see War of the Worlds. You know they're making a new Jurassic Park movie.
Yeah, and Steven Spielberg's directing it this time.
Finally.
Again. It's another of the crap that the third one was.
Yeah, I know. The third one was garbage.
No little kids with thinking raptors.
Thinking raptors was stupid. I wanted raptors to just, like, jump out and eat people's heads.
Like in the second one.
Yeah,
you see him going through that grassy field, pulling people under? That was awesome.
That was perfect. I don't think you could have shot that scene any better.
No, not at all.
That was the most intense thing, because you see their little tails whipping up.
Yeah.
And stuff, like, holy crap. The raptors are totally just going to destroy everyone, ripping out inside.
So awesome.
It was great. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked, man.
Yeah.
Oh, another cool thing happened this week. You know, I'm a big fan of Dig.com, because I go there for news. You are too, right, Landon?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, Dig rules. So anyway, they've got a new Dig podcast that Kevin Rose and Alex Albrecht are doing together.
Oh.
It's funny. I listened to it, and it was great, because, you know, Alex was always so, like, comical on TSS.
Yeah.
The screensavers back in the day when it was the screensavers and it mattered a little bit more than it does now. You know?
Yeah.
I was upset to see Leo and Patrick go, but Alex was a very good host. And so he and Kevin are doing the Dig Nation is what it's called. And it's great. It's just basically it's the top new Dig stories of the week.
Oh, that's cool.
They're doing one every week, and they talk about them. And the first episode was great. I loved it. It was a little low quality. Like it wasn't super high, but it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
The content was perfect, and it was just so you guys should listen to that. You can get it at subscribe to the podcast at feeds.feedburner.com/DigNation.
That's cool.
And vote for them on Podcast Alley. And vote for us on Podcast Alley.
Yeah.
Because we have no votes right now, and we want some.
We need some.
Yeah. I'm trying to push this podcast everywhere I can, but I need help from our listeners. So, you know, listen, and then go tell people about it.
Spread the word.
Yeah, because Steve and Lando are here to stay. Oh, Landon, what did we purchase this week?
Oh, we have our own website now, an official official website, steveandlando.com.
Steveandlando.com. The best website URL ever. So that's where you find us, at steveandlando.com.
Ah, so awesome.
I'm so excited about it. I was like, yes!
We've joined the ranks of the elite.
I know. We're seriously, we're right up there with, like abc.com and cbsnews.com.
MSNBC.
We're so important. StephenLando.com. Although it does just still like kind of direct you towards our site that we've always had.
Yeah, but just a redirect, but still.
Still, we are up there.
It's a very good redirect.
Like we're so close to being over the top, you know.
Yeah.
We're right up there, like under /dot, only like 10,000 places, you know.
The point is, we've got our own domain now.
Yeah, the point is to update your bookmarks, update your links and all that stuff to point to our new URL.
StephenLando.com.
Even though you can still get to it through StephenLando.blogspot.com. But
that link is so
much
longer and crappier.
Yeah, and when you're telling your friends, they're all like, screw that doesn't sound real.
Yeah.
So now you can go to StephenLando.com and it sounds all official.
Ah, very cool.
Now you can still email us at StephenLando@gmail.com.
Now we have.
We don't have the whole email package.
Now we have a nice domain to go along with our Gmail account.
Exactly. We're sticking with the free stuff, man.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the domain wasn't free.
But still, sticking with the other good free stuff.
Yeah. I would like to take this time to thank Todd the Geek from the Geek News Central podcast for having GoDaddy advertise with him because he had this coupon code where you could save like a dollar.
Oh, wow.
So it was like only $7 instead of $8.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, I think it was $8 instead of $9, something like that. It was a dollar off. So Todd the Geek, we love you for talking about GoDaddy every show so we could get these coupon codes.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to that podcast, by the way, you really should. It's really kind of cool.
What is it again?
The Geek News Central podcast. I think you can go to geeknewscentral.com to get it. He actually wrote the first book on podcasting.
Oh, wow.
I think it's called Podcasting.
A very, very to-the-point name.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect. Sorry, you gave me a drink of water. Almost choked on it. That would have been fun for your time.
That's awesome.
Steven choking. No, I'm good. I'm good now. But, yeah, go to geeknewscentral.com and stuff and sign up for his podcast because it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what else? I was just thinking about podcasts. I don't really. I listen to a few podcasts. Do you listen to any podcasts, Lando?
Not really.
Yeah, you listen to ours?
Yeah.
You really do?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, kind of. I still can't get over hearing our own podcast, but I'll at least like flip through it a little bit.
Yeah, I have to listen to it at least once so I can write down all the things we talked about.
Yeah.
And make sure nothing sounds stupid.
But I do some.
That's good.
Yeah.
I listen to the Geek News podcast and Chris Perillo's show and Twit and the Dig Nation Now.
If I had more of a drive to work, I would.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I'm at home, I don't randomly just listen to anything.
Yeah, you've got Warcraft to play, too.
Yeah.
So, like, you're not going to be sitting there listening to people, like, commentary on stuff if you're going to be, like, slaughtering sheep.
And Battlefield 2 and Halo 2 and just...
Oh, yeah, that's right. See, you've got all those other things to put your computer towards. My computer, all I do is browse websites and listen to podcasts.
The poor computer.
Yeah. But I play Knights of the Old Republic now.
Oh, very good.
Because the graphics are pretty.
Well, the first one or second one?
The second one.
Okay.
Yeah. The first one I beat like 4 times. I'm sick of that game.
Yeah.
Oh, the only thing about the second one that bugs me is the Paragus mining station.
Oh, I
that
hate
you
that
start
part.
Out in. Gosh, it's so freaking long.
You should be able to skip that whole section.
There is a mod you can skip it on the PC version.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, totally lets you skip it. I want.
How do they do leveling up then? They just.
I have no idea. I don't know how it works. That's why I didn't want to try because I thought it was like weird. It didn't sound like a good idea.
You should try it next time.
I probably will. I'm just not going to try it this time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I went ahead and, like, got a robe and a lightsaber right at the beginning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I got a robe and a lightsaber, and I made myself totally dark side.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm, like, this creepy-looking dude with, like, veins in my neck and everything just showing.
I hope the dark side... Well, I've heard the dark side ending is so much better than the light side.
I actually haven't beat it dark side yet.
It light side ending was crap.
Yeah, everything about that ending was crap. I didn't understand anything.
I understood it. But, I mean, it just... It just ended with absolutely no closure.
Yeah. There was a few twists, though. I mean, you think you're fighting, you're going to fight this one guy's a big bad guy, then another guy's a big bad guy, and then there's another guy who's a big bad guy.
Yeah.
So it totally throws you off, because you're thinking, man, I'm going up against this dude, and then you kill him in, like, four hits, and then you go, and you're like, wait, are you sure that was the end boss?
Yeah, you were way too powerful hours. In that one, though. Because
yeah.
In the end, killing legions and legions of Dark Jedi.
Yeah, I know, you really
like
do.
Like, five or six at a time.
Yeah, there's that room was so confusing to me. There's a room at the end of the game where you travel through and you go out the door at the end, but at the same time, there's like two ways to get there, so there's two hallways that connect to each other.
Yeah.
I ended up going all the way back to the beginning through the wrong hallway, or through the other hallway. So I looped around, I like killed everybody, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to survive.
I did the same thing.
I found out I was back at the beginning, I was like, wait.
Yeah.
And to think I could have saved all that health and all those things, nah.
Go in a giant loop to get to the same place you could have walked 3 feet to get to.
Yeah, it was so frustrating. But I made it. It took me about an hour longer.
Yeah.
Every door you walk through, there's eight Jedi waiting to kill you.
And you put them down instantly.
Best power in that game was the lightning.
Yeah.
It's like, and it just gets everybody.
I liked how you could dual wield.
Dual wield the weapon?
Yeah, lightsabers.
Yeah.
Could you in the last one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
so
you could.
Yeah, so I'm completely out of it.
Well, I'm very glad you enjoyed dual wielding.
Yes.
I'm trying to go through as, like, traditional, like, Jedi this time, though. I'm, like...
one lightsaber.
Like, the dueling feature, so I can, like, duel better.
Not nearly as fun, though.
I know, but it just looks so cool.
Yeah, it looks a lot cooler dual-wielding, though.
It does, but I don't know. I'm just trying. I always end up going back to the two-weapon stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's just so cool. The fighting looks so much better.
Yeah, it does.
And you can block better, and you don't take as much damage.
Yeah.
But still, I like the one lightsaber right now. I won't later, but I like it right now.
Yeah, hey, go with what you like.
Yeah. We got some other stuff, don't we? Oh. This I thought was funny. iTunes 4.9.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even talk about that. iTunes 4.9 came out with podcasting support.
How is that, Steven?
It's crap. I hate it. Like, I was expecting it to be so nice, just subscribe with iTunes, but garbage. You know what? iTunes, you go there and you look at their top podcast list, like the top four are Apple podcasts.
What the heck?
Like, it's like, what... That's stupid. And plus, like, they say, like, publish your own, you know?
Yeah.
And I published ours, but it still hasn't shown up. It's been, like, almost a week.
That's gay.
Yeah, so I'm not impressed with the new iTunes podcasting support. But one thing I thought was great was that the new iPods, they released them the same day as iTunes 4.9, the colored screens.
Yeah.
And they're pushing them as podcast ready. As if the others aren't. stupid Apple.
They, idiots.
This is like great marketing. Oh, these are podcast ready. You need one of these.
You can't use podcasting with the other ones. Not at all.
Just because, I mean, it's just an MP3 file.
Yeah.
Or a whatever you make it file in an RSS feed. That's all podcasting is.
But, oh well.
It's not that great. I don't really like it. I mean, it's a good idea, but... I mean, I love iPodder much better. iPodder's so great.
Yeah, iPodder.
Like,
is
I know,
good.
I know the iPodder X guys who make the software for Mac were all kind of. I guess they were a little worried about iTunes the podcasting being right in iTunes. But they're not gonna have to worry because their software is so much better than the iTunes built-in stuff.
Yeah, which surprises me.
I know, you'd think that Apple would do awesome with it, but it seems a little shady. There's got to be some kind of human intervention going on with the podcasts that are allowed to be listed.
Yeah, probably. Well, there have to be, huh?
Yeah, I know. I mean, but I figured ours would get listed pretty quick. I mean, we've got our own official website, and we've got the RSS feed, and we've got everything
going for us.
Yeah, we do this once a week, so we should be able to do it, but apparently we can't.
Oh, well.
Maybe we'll be on there, and so all the iTunes users can get it.
Yeah, that one day.
Yeah, that is a good idea, though. I mean, like, if you don't know much about podcasting, you're just trying to get into it, Apple's really pushing it to the forefront with the new iTunes.
Yeah.
That's one thing I have to say, is that it'll get more notice.
So, that's good, I guess.
Yeah, but I would use iPodder if I was you guys. I'd use iPodder or Doppler. Doppler's good. I used that for a while.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you just have to install the .NET framework with Doppler.
So, go with iPodder.
Go with iPodder. It's simple. And they just released iPodder 2.1.
Oh, hey. So,
yeah, go get that, because I updated the other day.
Very good.
Fixes a few bugs, and there's a few new features.
Yeah.
So that's the one I'd go for.
And just on a quick side note, Final Fantasy VII Advent Children released in Japan on September 14th.
Oh, it does?
On UMD and DVD.
When's it coming to the U.S.?
They don't have a date yet.
Oh!
Probably sometime in either winter or spring.
I want a date.
Yeah, so do I.
I want that movie.
It's going to be so good.
I know, because it's like based on Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
And Cloud and his massive sword.
Everything looks so awesome with it.
I know. As long as the characters have a little bit more weight, you know, as far as computer graphics go.
Yeah.
Because Final Fantasy, the movie, has kind of like, everybody looked like they floated.
Nah, they look awesome in this.
Okay.
Well, you didn't believe me that they were making a movie about it.
No, I totally didn't.
So I showed you like 40 trailers of it. Only one of which actually downloaded.
I totally didn't believe you.
And then you were.
But I think the shock to me was that they were putting it in. I thought they were putting it in theaters.
Oh yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, but I remember the other one did so bad or got such bad reviews.
Yeah.
So
it did kind of suck.
Yeah, so it surprised me they would be doing another one.
But well, they're doing it good this time.
Okay, well that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're getting another one. Oh, happy 4th of July to everybody.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm thinking about it. Our nation is what? How many years old now?
Over 200. I don't know.
230?
No, not yet.
No,
229.
Okay, 229 years old today, America. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, we made a lot of progress for just being around for 229 years.
So yeah, better than any other country in the world.
I know all these other countries have been around for like 2,000 years, and they're like still trying to catch
up. A few millennia.
Yeah, we grew really fast.
Which is very good.
But we had all those other countries that made mistakes to base our government off of.
Yeah.
And yet here we are making the same ones a lot of the time.
But, well, that's what happens.
Yeah, I know. The only thing that ever bothers me is, like, rulings on, you know, like, this cable stuff in Hollywood. The RIAA and the MPAA are the only things that bother
Stupid.
Me as far as this country goes.
Yeah.
I hate those people. I know they're trying to do their job. Good for them. But just give us some freedom, man.
Yeah. Same thing that happened back in the 70s when Betamax was released.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody freaked out and said that piracy would be everywhere.
Piracy is run rampant and everything.
It wasn't.
It didn't, no.
And, I mean, VHS has led to DVD. I mean, it had to happen.
Yeah. I mean, they can't stop technology. They're trying to, like, overturn Betamax and take away our iPods and TiVos and basically any recordable device.
Yeah.
That just can't happen. We can't allow it. Fight back.
Yeah, that sucks.
I mean, that's totally just hindering technology. That's, like, that's destroying it.
Oh, well.
I'd go to jail. I'd be like, screw you guys, I am not getting rid of this stuff.
Well, I might fight it in court, but I wouldn't go to jail for it.
Okay, well, I wouldn't, like, say, yeah, take me to jail. I'd say, wait a minute. I'd fight it in court like you would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just give in, that's not what I meant.
Nah, that, yeah.
It's like, yes, take me away, please. So go eat hot dogs and stuff today, being the 4th of July.
Yeah.
You have to. You have to grill and stuff.
Or you just hang out and just enjoy the day off.
Is it raining up there?
No, actually, well, the sky looks cloudy now, but it wasn't earlier.
Yeah, it's not raining here yet.
It actually looked very nice earlier. No clouds in the sky, sun out, 85 degrees.
Which is rare for West Virginia.
Yeah. Actually, it's been a lot warmer recently. I've enjoyed it a lot.
That's good. You should come back down here, though.
Yeah, I would like to.
That would be fun.
If I didn't have to work, I would.
All right, man. Well, I think we're getting about to the end of the show. We've had a long one.
Yeah, not bad at all.
That's pretty good, man.
Huh.
All right, well, we appreciate all you guys listening and stuff, and keep coming back.
Yeah, please.
Because we love you, and, like, send us an email.
Leave feedback for StephenLando@gmail.com.
Yeah, make us feel special. And visit our forums. Our forums are up. We've got a few visitors.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the great Guga Muga for being awesome and coming to our forums. This is me singling out a user. I don't know if you're supposed to do that. But
well, so far, he's the only one, so we're allowed.
And he rules.
Yeah.
We love the great Guga Muga.
Thank you very
much,
great
Guga. That's the coolest name ever. Yeah, I'd seriously like an email explaining that name, because it's wicked awesome. Okay, well, that's about it, and we'll be back next week for more news and stuff.
That we will.
Yeah, so you guys keep listening and keep podcasting. If you, well, keep coming listen to our podcast. I seriously need, like, a good formula for ending this show.
Yeah, one day.
This random banter usually works pretty well. All right, well, yeah, you guys keep coming back, keep listening. Rock on.
And we'll see you all next week.
Awesome. See you next week. Same time, different day.
Yes.
All right, guys. Good night.
Yep, so long.